Hachette Audio presents Nurture Shock, New Thinking About Children. Written by Poe Bronson and Ashley Merriman. Read by Poe Bronson.
Preface. Cary Grant is at the door. During the late 1960s, visitors to the Magic Castle, a private nightclub in Hollywood, California, run by professional magicians, were often delighted to see that the club had hired a Cary Grant lookalike as its doorman. As they'd step up to the portico, the door would be swung open by a dashing man in an impeccably tailored suit. "Welcome to the castle," he charmed, seeming to enjoy his doppelganger status. Once the guests were through the lobby, they would titter over just how much the doorman resembled the iconic actor. The nightclub is mere yards from the Chinese Theater and the Walk of Fame. To have the best Cary Grant impersonator in the world holding the door for you was the perfect embodiment of the magic of Hollywood in all its forms. However, the doorman pretending to be Cary Grant wasn't an imposter after all. It was, in fact, the real Cary Grant. Grant, a charter member of the castle, had been intrigued by magic since he was a kid. Part of the castle's appeal to Grant and many other celebrities, though, was that the club has an ironclad rule: no cameras, no photographs, and no reporters. It gave stars the ability to have a quiet night out without gossip columns knowing. Grant hung out in the lobby to be with the receptionist, Joan Lawton. They spent the hours talking about a more profound kind of magic, something Grant cared more deeply about than the stage.